Retirement these days is a time to finally explore a whole lot of different avenues that you may have dreamt about for a while. From the art of Tai Chi, to line dancing, card games, or discussion groups, and a whole lot more. Come and meet Wendy Sanders, life member of the Caboolture U3A, the University of the Third Age. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Wendy, firstly, congratulations on becoming a life member. Now, that's quite an honour. You've had such an absolutely interesting journey from being the CEO of Cycling Queensland, an Olympic sport, no less, and now being deeply involved in Caboolture U3A. What drew you to U3 after retirement, and what keeps you being so passionate about it all these years?
Well, my husband and I moved to Caboolture from Brisbane's southern suburbs when we retired, and my husband joined the Caboolture U3A first as he wanted to make new friends in a new area. After seeing what great classes were available, I also learnt to play the ukulele. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that and then began working as a volunteer on the reception desk, which led to more involvement, which I love.
Now, Wendy, you've worn so many hats with Caboolture U3A, president, treasurer, even vice president of U3A Network Queensland, overseeing 36 organisations across the state. Now, that's a pretty big responsibility. Can you tell us what those different roles have taught you about what makes U3A so valuable for retirees and also its growth across Queensland?
Well, the U3A Network Queensland conducts an annual state conference each year, and I've made it my business to attend each of these events to learn more about the organisation and to see what the other 35 U3As are doing in their particular patch. By attending these events annually, I have met so many like-minded people and managed to pick up so many tips which have been extremely beneficial in the running of Caboolture U3A. I've also seen the difference in our members after they've been attending classes and travelling on our regular excursions. Their demeanour changes and they appear happier and more confident.
Now, Wendy, I'm fascinated that alongside all of the administration work, you're actually teaching a floral art class as well. What made you sort of step in to the tutor role, and what is it like seeing your class members develop a creative little streak week after week?
Well, I was in fact attending a floral art class several years ago as a student when unfortunately our tutor became very ill and passed away. The other students in the class, while devastated with the loss of this lovely lady, were also quite upset at losing their favourite class. As I'd been attending the class for several years as a student, I offered to take on the role as the tutor of the floral art class, and 5 years later, we are still happily working with our flowers every Tuesday afternoon.
And Wendy, if that's not enough, you're also the one keeping everyone connected through Caboolture U3A's Facebook page. No wonder you're a life member. Look at the bigger picture, whether it's your floral art class, managing the finances, or sharing updates online. What would you say to somebody who's listening now and they're retired and they wonder what U3A might be like for them? What is the real value of joining U3A and becoming involved?
Well, U3As in Queensland or throughout the world promote lifelong learning and encourage community engagement among retirees. I can notice the difference in members' attitudes after they've been coming to our classes and attending our bus trips. It seems to bring them out of their shells. And with five U3As in the Moreton Bay region, I'm sure that the retirees in this area will be learning their way well into the future.
Wendy Sanders, life member of Caboolture U3A, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. You can listen to a variety of interviews with Caboolture U3A members on the 1015fm.com.au website.